Ariel, I love when our tip condenses into a really bite-sized slogan. And could you please give us the slogan that you put in the tip list for today?
Yes. Don't put it down, put it away. And yeah, I would categorize this in all of our tips as, could you wear it on a t-shirt? And yes, you could. Don't put it down, put it away. You can interpret this however you wish, but for me, it usually has something to do with my phone. I sometimes am just simply done with my phone for the day, or at least for the next few hours. And instead of just putting it down to focus on other things, I'm gonna go and put it in the other room. And hopefully, out of sight, out of mind, I spend some time without it. Break the addiction a little bit. Ned, how do you relate to this tip, and what would you like to put away, not down?
I view this tip as like a cleaning and organization tip, right? Like, don't leave your glass on the coffee table. Put it in the dishwasher. Put it in the sink, right? Like, don't leave the bag of rice on the counter. Put it
laundry.
Back in the pantry.
That's a great example.
Like, generally speaking, like, don't, when you're done with something, put it down where it is. I mean, right now, my apartment is a nightmare because I am not following this rule. And I walked around my apartment earlier today going, yeah, I should have just, like, dealt with this instead of whatever it is now. And now I got to go deal with it tonight. I love this tip because I think it's an aspirational thing to keep in your mind. Similar to the tip that we had a long time ago of, like, a closing shift so you don't wake up to a dirty apartment. Like, put things away as they're in your hands, because then you don't have to figure out what to do with it later.
Say it with me now, Tippendales. Don't put it down.
Put it away.
Good job. Thank you for standing in for the Tippendales, gotcha. Ned. And you too can stand in for the Tippendales, Tippendale, by coming back tomorrow and, you know, watching or listening to yet another episode of this show. We can't wait to have you back.
Bye.
Nailed it.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.